Did you ever used to get bored at school? I used to get bored sometimes. I remember getting bored in maths lessons. I quite enjoyed maths in lots of ways, but sometimes I'd just get a bit fed up with calculus or Pythagoras or obtuse angles or whatever it was. So I would take out my little pocket calculator and I would start fiddling around with it and playing with it. What I discovered was that if you added 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, it took ages to get that little error signal on your calculator, the error symbol or whatever it was. But I discovered, I know, I was a bit of a geek, I discovered that if you did 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2, very soon you got this huge number and you get your little error symbol on your calculator. Why on earth am I telling you that? Well, if you keep adding something over and over and over, it takes quite a long time to get significantly bigger, especially if it's a small number that you're adding over and over. But if you multiply over and over and over, well, it grows huge, quickly. Listen to the verses from 1 Peter for this morning. I'm going to read from the start of the letter again through to the end of verse 2. So here we are, 1 Peter 1, verses 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those chosen, living as exiles, dispersed abroad in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient and to be sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. We're just looking at those last few words there in verse 2. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. Our grace and peace, two of the greatest gifts that God can give us. We're in constant need of grace as God's people. Even though we've been chosen according to the foreknowledge of the Father, even though through the sanctifying work of the Spirit we've been set apart as God's people, even though because God chose us, we have willingly chosen to obey the call of the gospel and repent and put our faith in Christ, and even though we've been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, cleansed from our sin, we still get things wrong, don't we? We still sin, and maybe at times we despair of it as God's people. I can't believe I've fallen into that sin again. I can't believe I'm getting angry about that again. I can't believe I've been gossiping about that again. I need grace, but is there enough? Well, Peter's prayer for God's people here, and this prayer is answered, is may grace not only be added to you, but multiplied to you. Think of that. No matter how great our sins may seem and how much they may seem to grow at times, grace upon grace is not only added, but multiplied. It grows exponentially towards us as God's people. That's wonderful, isn't it? And so encouraging. We need that grace and it is multiplied to us. Maybe during this time, during this pandemic, lockdown or whatever it is at the moment that we're in, a semi-lockdown, maybe you're feeling a lack of peace. The frustrations of life at the moment are getting to you. The frustration of church life, perhaps, it's just not what it feels like it ought to be. Either we're doing as we're doing at Ingleton and trying to meet on Zoom, we're still over the internet, or maybe at your church you are meeting physically, but you're in masks and you can't sing and you can't talk to each other freely. It's so frustrating. Maybe it's hard to be with the same few people at home all the time. You love your family, but it's difficult. And there's not much peace, it feels like. There may be any other number of reasons why you're struggling. Well, may peace be multiplied to you, says Peter. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ. And may it be multiplied, not just added in little small increments, multiplied to you over and over. If you're struggling with sins, if you're struggling with a lack of peace, with frustration, with anxiety, remember this prayer and pray it. Father God, multiply your grace and peace to me, and it will be given to you.